Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Everybody, it's The Voice, and we are here at Drunken Lullaby Studios.
Can't believe it's been a week since our last episode.
Oh, it's been a couple weeks.
It feels like a lot of time.
Wow, yeah.
Yes, there's like, been a lot going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. Wow, man.
Wow.
All right, so joining me are some familiar voices.
Weird.
Beer Mansky, you're here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm on the show.
And to my left, Brewmaster Blake from Iron Spike is back.
He drove all. He loved the show so much. He's like,
he's
I'm
back again.
I'm coming back. Yeah. I'm doing
guess who's
it.
Back?
Back again. Blake is
back. Tell a friend. Blake is back.
In harmony, like people are probably like, why aren't they on The Voice?
I am The Voice. I am The Voice.
Oh my God! I'm Batman.
The Voice, the major voice. All right, and Lucas. You're back.
I'm back.
And
I drove another 3 hours.
And so is Barista Brian.
I'm here.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We're all here.
Very rarely does this happen.
No. Very rarely.
Wow.
And you know what?
Deja vu. All of a sudden. It's weird. Yeah.
You know what else is weird? We're going to play Spin the Bottle.
Penis?
Oh, yeah,
that's Spin the Bottle. Yeah, that. That's what I meant.
So you wanna find out who has to chug?
Not me.
It's him.
Okay. All right, let's find out. It's time to play Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't from dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't from dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on
back to the bar. All right, here we go.
I mean, you demonstrated the chugging.
Brian.
Hey.
Very clear.
Bring it
Thank
on.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, and Brian is
Sweet
chugging an iron
10 pounds.
Spike.
Yeah, I think.
Why wasn't that an option for me?
I think it'll
me?
Be easier out of the.
Why wasn't light rail an option for me?
Well, you could shotgun
you could
it,
shotgun.
Yeah.
You
could oh, shotgun. My God. I'm not, shotgun to beer.
I'm not in college anymore.
That would fucked up. No, shotgun and beers is awesome. Somewhere there's a picture
oh,
of my wife
before.
Shotgunning a beer
oh,
with my nephew's
bitch.
Underwear.
I
got
it while next to a trash fire that almost caught my car on fire.
Oh, I'm in
a
what? I'm in
there's
that.
A story
wow.
in there, yeah.
All right.
Go.
Go, barista.
Go. Oh, he's
go,
good.
Go, ninja. Go, ninja.
Oh,
go.
No. Oh, no.
Go.
Get
oh,
it down.
No. Oh, no.
Do
oh,
it.
Do it for Donnie.
Yes.
All right.
Do it for Donnie.
There you go.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. Well done.
All right. Thus concludes this week's segment of Spin the Bottle.
Impressive.
All right. Well, guys, we're here again. We're going to drink some more beer. Lucas, you're pretty much running the show for this
Yeah,
episode.
We're here. We're queer. It's time to drink some beer.
He was like, hey, I'm going to be on Drunken Lullabies.
Dinosaurs.
I want to...
Let's start with that.
Let's pillage my beer cellar. So... I'm going to let him introduce what we're drinking. But also, I do want to mention, the drinking game still applies.
Wait, did we pick a word of the week?
No, we haven't.
How about Blake?
No, we did that one before.
We have? Okay, I couldn't remember.
We've done
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We didn't get that reference in my show. My wife.
Anytime there is a swear, anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, anytime there is a pop culture reference, and anytime the word of the day is said, you have to take a drink. And we're going to make the word of the day...
That smells good. Smell the barrel.
Any ideas, Lucas?
Cellar?
Cellar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cellar. Cellar is the word
on
of the
eBay,
day.
On eBay, there's always
a
buyer
a
and a seller.
In your cellar. I do not have a body hidden in my cellar. I got a lot of beer in it, though.
Get a little more over there. You brought
Take
it.
A little more.
So this is from...
Ooh, that's good.
Is this
off-color?
Off-color?
Yeah, so this is from Off Color. It's their.
It almost has like a marshmallow. I don't know. It really is like a s'more. Yeah. I mean, it really does taste like a s'more.
Yeah, they nailed
that. But barrel age, I fucking love.
So this is the barrel age Dino S'mores, or Dino S'mores, as I've heard people call it.
Oh, God.
Dino. It's aged in a Willett 2-year rye barrels.
This says Buffalo Trace.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, this is the bottle.
Or Nana Cherry, she ages hers in a buffalo stance. So.
Well, Buffalo Trace was last year's. This is one of my favorite beers, the regular Dino S'mores. But the barrel age.
Is that a once a year type of
It's a once
release?
A year thing.
Even the regular, I'm saying?
Yep.
I didn't think even the regular was that.
I've had regular
January,
once.
February, okay. Yeah. So I stood in line this summer and bought my allotment of the barrel aged version. And honestly, I thought it was a little hot when it first came out. So.
I could see that. I mean, even now, it's still pretty hot. Yeah. Yeah.
I got an audible "hoo" out of it. Okay. That's usually the sign.
So yeah, the allotment was 10 models total. You could get 5 2 packs.
Yeah. That's weird. I would have thought it would be kind of strange, 3-4 packs. Like, yeah. Really? 5 2 packs?
They sell these in 2 packs. Same thing with normal Dino
S'mores. That's the fucking weirdest thing
It's Off Color. They do some strange stuff. Yeah. And actually, today...
You know they did
Off
a
color
collaboration with
Miller
High Life?
Yeah. That's the release today. I was actually...
What?
I was sad I was coming down here for this. I was going to go stand in line and get their soured Miller High Life. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Soured
it's
Miller
called,
High Life?
It's called Eek. And I'm hoping one of my buddies picks
now,
it up and I can trade it.
Does Miller High Life have any idea
they do?
They do,
yeah. Miller actually came down to Chicago. They gave Off Color all the ingredients, the mash that you make Miller High Life with, and all the hops. They brewed it exactly
like they brewed beers.
Yeah, they brew it just like Miller High Life. And then they hit it with 3 different yeasts that Off Color uses in some of their beers.
Wow.
So it's going to be the same beer, just completely different because different yeast. Yeah, it should be interesting. I want to try it. I really want to try it.
Sour Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
Is
it not already sour?
I mean,
it's the champagne of beers. You watch your mouth.
I used to have a guy when I worked at the bar that would come in and drink it on ice.
On ice? Because it's too strong?
I don't
know. Like, oh, I need to water this
Please
High Life.
Please tell me you told them fucking no.
I don't know. Oh, it's Miller High Life. You can do whatever you want to it. It was odd, though.
It's the principle of the thing.
Well, it's not as hot as it was. I drank one of these fresh, and it's cooled off a little bit.
I like the bottle art. It's the mouse sitting on the barrel roasting a marshmallow over a fire with all the barrels behind him.
This is so
or
good.
Her. It could be a girl mouse.
It could be a girl.
Yeah, this I can drink a lot of this.
Why did you not bring us each our individual bottle? Because this little 4-ounce pour is
I want to see how it ages. I'm very sorry.
And I'm okay with that.
It's very good.
Like I should have chugged that.
This will age well. You can tell because it's kind of hot. It's like that rare I opened last night. It was still pretty hot, and I was like,
"Yeah, I saw you cracked that."
I opened one to see what should I do with the rest? I'm like, should I be drinking them? Or I'm like, no.
The other two I have,
I definitely want to open another one for at least a year because it's.
Hey, how about our 2-year anniversary show? Because I haven't had rare.
Maybe.
So that'd be a good if I'm lucky or if we're lucky the show makes it 2 years.
Well, both.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Well, yeah, this is
it's tasty.
Yeah.
They definitely nailed that.
And Blake and I were both saying I got this marshmallow. He was like, you can taste the toasted graham. I was like, yeah. And I was like, I can taste marshmallow. Like, it really does. It reminds you of, s'more in a beer.
Yeah, if you take a s'mores and then dip it in Everclear and then eat it.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, and the first drink was where I really got all the flavors, and then it kind of just became a barrel-aged, explosion in your mouth.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I have a tough time getting past the nose. Like, that just dominates
what I taste,
you know.
Mr. IPA.
I'm sorry. Because the regular Dino S'mores, I've had it, and it was really, really good.
Love that beer.
And there was another s'mores beer, I think from Pipeworks. Didn't we drink it on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just something s'mores. I don't know. There was a dude with a marshmallow head
s'mores.
On
there.
Yep. No s'mores.
S'more money, s'more problems.
S'more money, s'more problems.
That was very, very good as well.
Took me a second.
Yeah.
I find these beers can be really gimmicky sometimes, and the flavors
all craft beer
weird,
could be
sure.
gimmicky.
Well, that's how some beers are. It's like, it's this. It's like, it's a... coconut, pineapple, chocolate dipped, whatever. It's like, I'm not getting
it. And balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic reduction.
Someone's been cooking too much.
Damn.
It does. It's actually really difficult to get all those flavors to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost impossible. So a lot of times when I do see a beer that's like, they have all those flavors, and I'm like, you're never going to taste all that.
Right. No.
And every once in a while, somebody nails it.
Lost in
but you know they're doing a good job when I'm like, oh, I taste some marshmallow. You're like, oh, I taste toasted graham. And, like, obviously you get chocolate, because it's, like, style.
And then, like, Wonder Twin Powers unite, and you're tasting the whole spectrum.
There you go.
You know.
Powers unite.
So, yeah. What else do you got for us,
Leo? Dip into the cooler.
I mean, we're on a stout trajectory.
Oh yeah, so what should we?
I think we'll maybe do some Weyerbacher Sunday morning stout here from Pennsylvania. I actually bought this beer last summer from a guy, along with about 10 other beers. I had never had a Toppling Goliath beer before, so that was some of the beers he was selling. I gave him $100, and I got like 14 bottles of beer, and I got a 4-pack of this.
They just came out with Sunday Mole Stout.
They did.
Now, I've got a little bit of literature to read about this beer.
Go right ahead.
Sunday Morning Stout is 11.3%. It is an American Imperial Stout, aged in bourbon barrels with coffee.
Oh, it is bourbon barrels.
It has an ebony pour with a large, creamy, off-white head. Of course it does. The aromas of roasted coffee and bourbon awaken your senses, while the flavors blend with hints of chocolate, roasted malt, vanilla, and caramel. Now, what kind of malt, Lucas? Let's go malt boy.
You know, I would imagine they probably use...
Frankfurt, definitely not Vienna. Or maybe that's Berlin.
Hamburg.
Frankfurt malt.
Hamburg
that's
malt.
Hamburg.
It probably used a lot of two-row.
Yeah.
A ton of two-row. There's some chocolate in there. Probably some caramel, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Okay. It's not super roasty, so I'm sure there's some, like, black patent malt.
Roasty!
It gives it the color, but not the bitter.
Yep. So this guy's been sitting in my cellar for about a year.
Oh, it's a male beer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This guy. It's not a female.
Hey, yeah.
So
clearly, there's a jester on it.
Oh, I didn't see the label.
Jesters can be female.
But that is a male jester.
That is a male
jester. Okay, that could be it. If that's a female jester, then she is
she hit every branch down on the ugly tree.
She fell out the ugly tree and hit every branch.
So I think this was bottled in 2015, if I remember.
Yeah, it says on here, right? March 27th, 2015, yep.
Yeah, it's funny. They put a Best Buy.
It's like 27.
You bought this at Best Buy?
No, I didn't. But it'd be awesome if you could get beer at Best Buy. Right?
Well, they stopped selling music, so maybe they're selling beer
isn't
now.
Isn't that crazy? Like how
so Best Buy stopped selling music?
Yeah, yes. They like quit selling CD, which is it shows you how much power like streaming and all this shit has.
But it's true.
I haven't bought a CD in forever.
I ran a record store for 10 years, and I work at a bank now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know
the industry has changed.
It's sad, but it's like. Streaming
is how it is.
Is co-op where still open?
Co-op is still open.
Okay. I used to love owning CDs too. Like I resisted.
I still do.
No, I still have. I spend a lot of money.
I hate it because you got to put a CD in to listen to it, or you got to rip it onto a computer. It's so nice and like, or when you were just pirating stuff, it's like, okay, I can pay $10 a month, not worry about pirating anything, and I can listen to like any music I want. I don't know. I'm sorry, Dustin. That's how it is.
I like supporting our bands of the week.
By
purchasing their music.
I still buy music. I've kind of slowed down on buying CDs.
What's the last CD you bought? Or record? Do you buy vinyl?
I've got some vinyl too. Okay. I actually don't have a record player. I need to
That's
buy a record
weird.
Player.
Mine you know, might have been 808s and Heartbreaks.
I've got two turntables and a microphone. That's where it's at.
Where it's at. Yeah. So the last CD I bought was...
a microscope. Where is it at?
In Rainbows, a Moonshaped Pool, the Radiohead album.
I was gonna guess
and I just got the.
And
the
those are the artists
the vinyl,
that need your money, you know? It's
like Radiohead.
We need to buy these albums.
Tom York is
from
clearly
these,
failing to feed his
family. Didn't they have an album they put out for free online?
He's having that surgery to fix his lazy eye lid, and that costs a lot of money.
Was that Radiohead, or am I thinking wrong? It was a different band, but basically they put an album online and said just like
pay what you want. Radiohead was the first one. A lot of bands do that now.
So you're doing well,
including some of our indie.
I'm going to put an album out, and basically a lot of people are going to take this for free. Maybe some people will give some money.
Yeah. It seems like in general, though, that's a good business plan, because most people will actually give you money.
And even if everyone gives you a couple bucks, that might be what you were getting from your record.
Yeah, you're making
label.
More than the label. Anyway.
Yeah,
you're cutting out the cancerous middleman.
Yes,
well, if I remember right, when Radiohead did that for In Rainbows, they made $8 million on record sales
for the deluxe package, and like,
I still bought it on CD and vinyl.
Yeah, me too. I bought the deluxe package.
I downloaded it, and then I bought the CD, and then I bought the vinyl, because that's what I do with records that I really like. Yep. I want to have them on both formats. See, I'm stupid.
See, but hipsters are starting to get cassettes, so you're gonna have to buy cassettes now.
No, I will not go back to cassettes. Wait, that is ridiculous.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, everybody was like, that gets their dick hard for vinyl, and that's the hipster thing to do now. So, small bands can't get recording time for vinyl. Yeah. So a cassette is like a cheap way to make it. It's a cheap way to get your music out.
I've passed that. I'm real to real.
Is that 8-track coming back?
Real to real. That's where it's at.
Real to real?
Yeah. Real to real.
Hey, our dad has a real to real deck.
Yeah.
He does. It's actually in the living room.
Yeah. Papa Dingle has.
Oh, yeah. Jim Shorts.
What the fuck is Jim Shorts?
Jim Dingwall would also be part of Beer Mansky's dad's clan of he has never met a beer that
it's true. Yeah.
Or a bottle of tequila.
They need to get together. Wait, what is real to real? I know 8-track.
It's basically like, it's like a cassette, only without without the tape.
You got the
without,
wheels.
Like, the casing.
No, without the...
Oh,
it's just like
so it's two just, wheels if you took the plastic off the outside, it's...
Only they're way
bigger and better quality.
The reels are like 6 inches long instead of...
It's what they
So, but you never, like, bought an album like that, right? Or, I mean...
No, he did it. All of his reel-to-reel recordings were, like, him recording shit in the attic.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, like, it was also... I think there's a couple home movies of us in there. Just
so that's what I'm saying. You could never buy, like, music on reel-to-reel. No. It was That was
it's
the way
like
to record.
It's
not Laserdisc.
Intra-studio. They use it inside the studio.
That would be, like, my uncle loves... Like, he still records music with, like, some guys or whatever. Like, he could have used that at some point to record music at home.
That's right? That's okay. Basically what
you... Now, Brewmaster Blake, what kind of music are you into?
None of this.
What? Yeah. No.
I'm a country guy, honestly.
Okay.
So.
Like Waylon Jennings?
Country? Like old country?
Older country, not necessarily all the new stuff. There's some newer stuff coming out that is kind of reverting back, going away from the bro country.
So are we talking Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell? Good, like those?
Definitely like some Stapleton. Okay. William Michael Morgan, he's coming out with some stuff that's kind of older. Yeah, I like all that kind of stuff.
Jamie Johnson.
He's always got a good good tune going on.
Are you a Waylon fan?
Oh, yeah.
I think the third?
Waylon is, like, my favorite musical.
Yeah,
I'm a Johnny Cash guy.
I mean, you can't go wrong with any of them. You gotta like Waylon, you know.
No, we've had a couple bands on that are a little, got a little country twang. There's been a couple that I've contacted that I wanted to play, but I haven't heard back from, and that's not how we work on the show.
Clearly, they don't want their music going to the masses.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, we're getting hundreds of downloads.
I could play it if I wanted and just say, fuck it. But I play bands that want to be involved with the show.
Yeah.
And guess what?
We don't want a lawsuit.
That too. I don't want to use our sponsor paychecks to pay for a lawyer.
They could sue us for our tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
You can just put Beer Mansky up there.
Ones of tens of dollars.
So,
hey guys, we can't pay... You're trying to sue us, but I can give you some good beer.
Yeah, just glassy eye. Like, he plays like... I didn't know that what I was doing was wrong.
That's
defense, right?
So instead of contacting or playing a band that hasn't given us permission, we're going to play a band that has given permission for us to feature them on Drunken Lullabies as a band of the week. And this band is called Vukovi, and they are from Scotland. We're staying international.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Edinburgh.
Innocent Gunn.
What?
Sean Connery.
I've been to Edinburgh. Yeah. Edinburgh's awesome.
Seamus, shut up.
Just shut up. Play the music.
What?
Shut up.
Move your freaking head.
Heed. Pants.
When I was
there.
Let me tell you
this. Is the size
I love you.
Sputnik.
Always have.
There's a character
You've seen So I Married an Axe Murderer, right? Because that's what we were just referencing.
Not for like...
He's going to cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
I was like six.
Holding his gargantuan cranium about.
Huge head.
It's a good movie, man.
Before
Mike Myers went crazy.
Yeah. Charles Grodin, man.
Dude.
Charles Grodin's so good in it.
Charles Grodin?
He's in it. Yeah.
Where?
Like, he's the older dude.
No.
Yeah, I swear he's in it. Isn't Charles? I'm looking it up.
Play the song. When we get back from the break, we will settle this.
All right, well, here's Vukovi, and this is Bouncy Castle, which I would love to have right now in the backyard after drinking all these beers. We go out in a bouncy house and just have a fucking great time. I'd be dropping elbows on all these guys. Alright, so here's Vukovi with Bouncy Castle on Drunken Lullabies. We're done in the bouncy house.
Wait, can we settle this Charles Grodin argument?
Okay, so apparently
was
Charles...
Was he or wasn't he in the movie as commandeered driver?
I stand corrected. He was in the movie. I forgot that that is who they try to take a vehicle from. Yeah.
It's hard to challenge me Steven, for movie trivia. I worked in a video store.
I do remember Stephen Wright being in it.
Wait,
as
you were
a pilot.
In a video store? Family Next video. Time I go to like
yeah.
trivia.
I used to work Family Video.
Shout out to Caleb Moses,
Caleb
who wasn't
Moses.
Listening.
Hey, I'm going to share this
and
out
Sandra.
On Facebook. Caleb Moses and Sandra Davis.
You and Dustin need to come.
Have an honorary Caleb and Cola. And his
Caleb and Cola.
All my friends worked at Family Video except me.
You two should get a group for the trivia event. You were there. We do this trivia. There's
yeah,
this trivia event every April.
Us.
3 years in a
wrecked
row.
Wrecked them. Damn near killed them.
3 years in a row, my team has won. Not my team, like I said, but the group of the team I'm on has won this. It's this trivia night at this place. There's 50 teams of 8, and we've won it 3 years
in,
3 years
in our defense, we did have people who don't know how to think on our team.
Right. No, and I think the key for us is we span the age gap. That's what it helps, too.
Yeah, we had an 11-year-old girl on ours,
so
we couldn't find a name.
We had everybody, well, not the...
But that's okay. We literally just picked her up at the bus.
We went, like, 28...
Like, hey, you want to play some trivia?
28 to, like, 58, so we had, like, a good span of age.
Yeah. Hey, are you ready to unleash the beast?
Let's unleash the beast.
Unleash the beast, surly... Pentagram. 666
Numero de la bestia.
All right.
In español.
We're going to sacrifice a puppy?
I just killed a goat.
Let's just sacrifice some ants.
This I sacrificed
Aw, rest in peace, Mittens.
Get on the table.
This is 6.66%. This arcane seal
is
guard.
Is it really, though? Is it really? Do they really get down to the 10th? Like, can you really control it that much?
You know, Three Floyds Alpha King, they say it's 6.66.
Yes. There's got to be some gimmick.
It's like
there.
The IBUs, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all Mittens.
It's what they say. it's an enigmatic brew that is funky.
Enigma.
Dark.
Funky.
And sour.
What's that Enigma song?
Yeah. Sadness part 4.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's right.
I actually have Enigma on my computer.
Oh,
it's not sadness.
I'll promote it.
Oh, did you pay for it?
And then Blake.
No, I did not pay for it.
I believe this has come up on the show before. They also have that one, The Return to Innocence, is like,
Everyone in our generation knows that from that fucking late night commercial.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Because it's followed immediately by that shitty Enya song.
Yeah.
Oh. Sail away,
or,
sail away, sail
like something flow.
Orinoco flow.
There we go.
Yes.
Pure Moods, available for
$18.99. Right after your late night episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
All right, well, this is 100% Brettanomyces dark beer fermented in stainless and aged in used... Red wine barrels. Brett!
Red wine. No, you before
me.
Maybe
feel so fine all of the time.
Two times.
It's a unique yeast strain that produces flavors that would be considered offensive if they were not intentional. Flavors of sour cherry, tobacco, oak, and classic Brett barnyard funk.
Funk.
Balanced.
This reminds me of the new Glarusel brew, and I said that before we were on mic.
Dark Munich malt chewiness.
Yeah, I've got one of those in my cellar.
A little more sour, but it reminds me the old Bruin has less sourness. But
the
honestly,
old Bruin's very good.
The flavors, the old Bruin.
It says Unleash Pentagram, you have been warned.
We did that on a show with Brutal Eric, actually.
It's good stuff.
Which is our most downloaded show, is it still?
The F word, yes. It's our number one episode.
And that was a great episode. We had old Bruin, and then we had all the fruits.
Wisconsin Belgian
Red.
Apple
ale.
That was my pick
good.
Of the week.
The
strawberry rhubarb.
It's so good because it's not as sweet as some cider. I mean, it's still sweet. But
everybody picked strawberry rhubarb except for me. I picked apple.
Oh, man, I've never had strawberry rhubarb.
You haven't?
It's discontinued.
And I don't know why they quit making. I mean, you could get
it.
You could trade for
it.
But it's so
good.
Ooh, I like
this.
I don't know why they quit making it.
I'm a fan of this one. I need to buy another bottle of it. I bought this when I was in
2015.
Minnesota 2 years ago.
You like it, Brewmaster Blake?
I do like it. Or a year ago.
I like anytime there's a brewer on, we can just call him Brewmaster. It's an easy nickname for me to figure out. Lucas, I still don't even have a nickname for you yet. We came up with Barista Brian.
Lovable Lucas.
If you lived in Lincoln Park neighborhood, we could call you...
What'd you call Brian?
Our mom thinks that he looks like John Lester, so you could just call him Lester Lucas.
Oh... No, he does kind of look like John Lester.
That's too seasonal, though.
I've got a few nicknames.
Luscious
actually.
Liquid.
Yeah, I used to go by Liquid D way back in the day.
Liquid D.
And then people started calling me Dinkle, so people can call me
Dinkle. Yeah,
Dinkle
is
a family thing, though. Because
Dinkle,
In high school, I called him Dinkle in high school.
Blake used to call me Dinkle.
I can attest to that.
I'm a Wyckoff, so like. In our group of friends, we all addressed each other by our last names, but yours was just, you were Dinkle.
Dinkle.
And Siri calls you Wyckoff.
Really?
Wyckoff. I love when she says the name.
Dustin.
I'll be driving, I'll be like, call Dustin Wyckoff. She's like, calling Dustin Wyckoff.
It's like, there was one, my last name comes with a lot of anxiety when you're a teenage boy. Because
I was about to say it. I can't imagine
what any teenage boy could possibly turn their name into.
Wyckoff was a nickname I had all through high school. In fact, I had a prophecy. There was a kid who went to my junior high, but he was ahead of me, and he was in high school, and I was still in junior high, and he's like, does anybody call you Wyckoff? I'm like, no. He goes, they will.
And then you never saw that kid ever again. It's like, who was that guy? No one knew who he was.
Was it actually like one of those big like fortune-telling machines? Like,
yeah, Zoltar told him, yes.
Zoltar said, you will be called Whack-Off.
And, you know, and my dad...
It wasn't even plugged in! What was going on?
My dad dealt with it, and so yeah, one of my... worst times of that happening was we had a substitute teacher one time that had a southern accent, and she actually pronounced my name correctly, but it was Dustin Whack-Off. Yeah, and like everybody started laughing. I'm like, fuck me, really? And so yeah, that was
if anyone hadn't thought of it, they
have now.
I'm sure it makes you feel great that all of us just started laughing again.
It's all right, it's just my childhood trauma, you know, whatever.
You reach a certain age and you just don't care anymore.
No, you know,
I'd be into it. I'd be like, call me
at this age. At this age now, I'm Dustin, you know. Sure. Like, yeah. That group may still call me Wyckoff. I ran into Justin Emery and John Bond. I hadn't seen that kid in like a decade and a half. Still alive.
Okay.
He's gained a little bit of beer weight, but so all of us.
Yeah.
It was at the Sugar Ray Lit.
Bye, listeners. Everclear gotta show. Go.
Beer Mansky's gotta go. He's got a movie date.
It's good seeing you guys.
So
nice
we're now only gonna have one Blake on the show.
Later, dude.
Adios, muchacho.
Sorry, guys.
Vaya con Dios.
Yeah. Right. I feel your pain with the last name. I had my last name is Benedict.
Benedict, yes.
Well, a lot of people like to leave the T off. Just put a K in there.
Oh, I thought they were going to call you Benedict Arnold.
Yeah,
and
well,
talk about the
revolutionary. Trader would have been better,
I
guess. Just but
Angst Benedict and throw English muffins at you.
There's a funny story about that, actually. So my my younger brother was playing basketball in Knoxville. And he was sick, and he played in the game, and he actually threw up on the court. And so the news title was Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what's not unfortunate? This fucking beer is delicious.
Yeah, this beer is
I wish Blake would have left 10 minutes ago so I could have had a better pour. Yeah.
This is very good.
I still got half a pint glass out of it, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
You're going to need to go buy more, Lucas.
I'll buy more.
And then bring it back here. Like,
yeah,
right
this
now.
Was when you sent me your seller list, and you were like, hey, what should I bring for the show? And I knew Blake was going to want dark stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, do the Dinosmores Barrel Age. And I sent the list to him, and that was the first one he mentioned. I'm like, yeah, I already called it for you. And then he picked the last one that we drank. And I was like, the Pentagram stood out immediately to
me. It's good. I may have to start buying this every year. I had it when I was at Surly over the summer.
We still can't get Surly here. I have to go to Chicago to get Surly.
You go to Quad Cities, right?
Yeah. I'm going
to
be there tomorrow.
You don't have to go all the way to Chicago, I don't think, anymore.
Oh, really?
I think it's on the Iowa side of the Quad Cities.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, Pentagram literally,
I don't know what you can get, but I think
Chicago.
You can get... I'm pretty sure you can get it in Davenport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is... It's delicious. It's very good.
Yeah, this is...
I've let this guy sit for a year,
and
it's, I think
it's
only gotten
well.
Better.
Yeah.
It's really good, yeah.
I haven't had a fresh one, so I can't really compare it
it's
or
very
anything,
similar to
but...
The way it was fresh.
Yeah, this is a tasty, tasty treat.
You can really taste those wine barrels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe that's what's... Yeah, because I dig fruity sours. Like, I like funky sours, too, but the fruity ones are usually... It's either that or the super, super molar-shocking tart.
Yeah.
Just, ugh, the gozas and all that. I love those.
Yeah, see, the molar-shocking sours are the ones that I'm just not, honestly, that into. I like some balance. Like, this has some balance to it. It's not insanely sour. Or maybe it is.
No,
or maybe it is.
I finished off the Weyerbacher?
Oh, the Weyerbacher Sunday morning.
Yeah, I just, I just took that to the dome. All right.
Yeah, no, this is a nice sour. I like this one.
Yeah, this is a...
Sours are one of those things that I think are definitely an acquired taste.
Oh, for sure.
I'll freely admit, it was maybe 2 years ago, Brutal Eric and I were at a beer festival in Chicago, and we went to New Belgium's station, and they poured us, I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't one of the Lips of Faith. It was some experimental sour we had both never had, and we're both like, oh, sour beer. And I remember we both drank it, and we're like, this is awful. And now, sours are definitely hitting the spot.
Well, everybody
and Brutal
saying,
Eric, same thing. He's enjoying sours,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like,
time.
They're the new, quote, IPA.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
It's the hype is behind sours, and everybody's trying to make them, and that, except for Iron Spike, you're sticking to your guns.
Well, they're hard to make.
Yeah.
You don't want
yeah.
to introduce all those yeasts to
yeah.
beers that aren't
yeah.
sour. Either.
You gotta
yeah, exactly,
you gotta
yeah.
do a lot of test runs
yeah.
on
we
on
honestly
stuff.
Right now we just don't have the capacity to have like a designated fermenter just to do that.
Yep.
Like all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, you can't clean it out afterwards.
Yeah,
once it's sour for good.
Yeah.
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 And if you want sours locally, the best place to get sours.
Oh, who
locally,
is that? Who is that?
It could be our sponsored distill. Who I am happy to announce won an award. They won the silver medal for their Saint Decara Frambois.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, you were there.
I was there. Yeah.
Did you see the coronation ceremony where they put the medal around Potts's neck and everybody rejoiced?
You know, I did not, but I saw I saw the medal. So
did you visit the distill booth?
I did, but I didn't try that one. I had Dos Vidania, and my wife had.
Did you
Dos Vidania
mention
Rock.
Drunken Lullabies? Did you tell them you knew us?
I should.
You would have got a fucking better pour.
I probably would have. I should have because GABF they're only 1 ounce pours.
Oh, they would have hooked you
pour.
Up.
Yeah.
All you have to do
would've.
Is say like, "Hey, I'm buddies with." With Dustin, with the boys,
I fucked
Drunken
up.
Drunken Lullabies.
I fucked up.
How
you
was
totally
the
did.
Because I've never been able to get it. In the store.
We're gonna be drinking it on the show in the near future because
it's
coming out
good.
Again for this
okay,
year.
Okay, well, I'll
it's
be back.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. So I only drank the Dos Vidania and the Dos Vidania Rye, but both were really really good.
I had the Rye before I had the regular.
I think I like the regular better than the Rye. Yeah.
And have you had the Priv yet, which is just the base?
I haven't. I want to try that one.
Okay.
I've seen it on shelves in Chicago. I just have not pulled the trigger on one. But yeah, I will say at GABF, the
Great American Beer Festival for those
Great
not
American
in
Beer
the know.
Festival. In Denver, the distill tent or booth,
it was basically like a little trailer.
It was it was awesome. Yeah, they had like a trailer. They actually had like a bench outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was all picnicked out.
It
was a fake fire, and my wife, I'll fill in for Blake.
There you go.
We sat down on those benches for a couple minutes and enjoyed our Dos Vidania. It was a nice relief from the rest of the insanity that was GABF. Yeah, it was a good time. Denver's a cool town. We hit several breweries while we were in Denver. Met up with my brother, Brian.
Go Cubs! Lucas decided to run across the bar and just high-five random people during game one of the NLDS, so...
It was a good time.
It was interesting.
but Denver's a very cool town. If you haven't been there, I'd highly suggest it. Very cool beer scene.
Well,
a lot of great breweries.
It looked like a good time, and I told the distill group, I'm like, I think next year I need to tag along.
Yeah.
You know?
I will probably be there again.
I'm supposed to be getting 3 weeks paid vacation from PNC next year. I need to take that weekend off hitch a ride with the distill crew, and I've seen what a local beer fest is like working the distill booth. And I drank all weekend for free and didn't pay for anything. And I still worked at the table, but I networked like a motherfucker promoting the show and establishing contacts. Hence why Brewmaster Blake is here. That was
awesome.
Part of that process. And I think going to an event like that would be, you know, very, very, very cool.
Well, that was the cool thing about GABF is that...
Oh, and I'm supposed to now mention how sexy Jeremy Christie is.
He's damn sexy.
He is. Wicked stash.
So
sexy
GABF,
motherfucker.
It's so many breweries that you've just never heard of. They're all the small guys that are there to make a name for themselves. And it was cool going up to booths that I had never heard of this brewery and saying, sure, I'll try your pale ale, I'll try your IPA, your stout. And I actually had some fantastic beers while I was there that I probably never would have had I not gone to the festival. It was good.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Well, you go... You're a regular FOBAB attender.
Yep. Been to FOBAB 4 or 5 years in a row.
Brian,
here,
you?
I was going to go this year, but I couldn't get the time off work.
Ah. That's
fucking
unfortunate.
Fucking Starbucks.
You were at Starbucks earlier. We have a studio audience now.
Yes.
She's a big fan of Starbucks, where Barista Brian works. So. All right, well, I could just keep drinking this pentagram for a long time. But
we've got
some homebrew.
I don't have any.
We've got some homebrew. And I've known Lucas has been a home brewer for years. I have yet to try any of his beers. What is the name of your home brewing?
So name of the home brewery is Drinkwell Brewing. With a Q.
With a Q, appropriately.
Because my last name has a Q in it. Drinkwell. It's a bit of a combination of my last name and my wife's last name, because she's not taken my last name.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, fuck the
fuck
name.
Your
yeah.
last name.
Fuck Drinkwell.
It's terrible.
Fuck it. So we're Drinkwell Brewing, and it's got a funny story, actually.
She's Dringenberg.
She's Dringenberg, exactly.
Like Brutal Eric.
Brutal Eric. So the name came about. We did like a beer scavenger hunt in Chicago, which was a lot of fun. And we had to come up with a team name, and it was Karen and I doing the scavenger hunt. We're like, well, let's just call ourselves the Drinkwells.
Yeah,
and that's where the home brewery.
It's appropriate.
From. Yeah. So we're gonna drink Sweet, which is the first beer I've ever brewed with wheat. Hopefully the growler has held up here.
We'll see.
Looks like the carbonation.
Some action.
Carbonation's
there.
Just fine. So it's a wheat beer. I tried to brew like a Three Floyds Gumblehead clone, and then I was like, I don't want to do a clone. I'm gonna do my own thing with it, and I put a shitload of hops in here. Hopefully everybody likes it. I'm looking for critical feedback if it's terrible.
It sucks.
I have tried.
Why'd you
tried
an asshole?
Yet, but it sucks.
You asshole.
But it's called Sweet because of the play on words.
Pouring some for the lady?
I thought it was supposed to be Sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
But he disabused me of that notion on the way here.
Sweet.
I was kind of sad about sweet. That. You lost some street cred.
Now, I remember you... did Karen make the pint glasses... for you with the...
No, actually...
That was Brian?
That was Brian, his wife, for Christmas, got us some pint glasses.
We
and
got
actually
these growlers,
yeah.
I was going to say, I did notice that your...
Some refrigerator.
Your
that's where it's at in Christmas,
jug.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I still get that stuff.
Oh, it's fantastic. Awesome. I love getting homebrew gifts for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I use the hell up. And actually, all the ingredients of this beer were paid for with a gift card that my parents got me for Christmas.
Well, we can't think of anything else to get.
And this is on Untappd. I've seen it checked
in. This is on Untappd. Yeah, I add all my beers to Untappd. So if anybody wants to check into them, go over
there. Eric is kind of good about it, but not as good. Lindsay, you can sit on the stool that Beermansky vacated. You can join us for the rest of the episode. Feel free. We did drink most of the coffee beers early.
No more coffee.
No more coffee, but we do have some other good beers down the road. So, you said previously, I don't know if it was on the show or just in communication with me, Eric is the one that taught you how to homebrew.
Yeah, we were over at his house and he decided he was going to homebrew while we were over there, and I'd always been interested. I watched him homebrew for the first time, and I was like, shit, I could do this at home. I was considering doing it at home, and like I can do this, so I ended up buying a kit from Northern Brewer. Shout out to Northern Brewer. Love
woo,
that website.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. They just sold out, you know that?
Yeah, I know. AB InBev. Yeah. Like, well, it's an,
what?
It's, yeah, it's so,
oh,
so an, inv- yeah. an investment firm that AB InBev controls has now invested in Northern Brewer at 100%.
And Midwest, because they're combined now.
Yeah, it's fucked up, which is sad. Yeah.
So how much do you hate InBev as a brewmaster?
It is what it is. You know, you can't control it, so...
If they approached you, and they're like, hey, we're really into what Iron Spike is doing, we'd like to take it to a global scale.
Yeah,
Would you listen, or would you be like, no, fuck that. I have my pride, and I, you know...
I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... A road that'd be hard to cross. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say right now. You can do that, but when people put money in front of you, you never know what you're
going to
say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I can't. Yeah. I can't say, oh, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah,
because like
the people that cry sell out are full of shit. Because you know what? Like, if they wanted to take something that I've been doing and let it reach more people, but they were going to keep it consistent with what I was doing. And they're going to give me tons of money, I'd be okay with that. And if I want to still do my own little thing, and I can call it something else, and the people that are loyal to that brand are still going to follow what you're doing here on the side, but the masses are still drinking, fuck that. Yeah, that like that's
yeah. It's, you know, it's hard to say what you're going to do, but I mean it would definitely be a tough conversation to have for sure. Like because it's everything I've helped build and mm-hmm. My recipes and you know all that stuff. So you have that you know moral dilemma in your head, I guess. Yep. But you know it is what it is. Yeah. So.
No, because yeah, I mean, there's other podcasts and stuff out there that they only do indie beer, and like if it has any ties to a major corporation, they don't want anything to do with it. And it's like, I'll drink Goose.
You know what?
Yeah, I don't Goose Island. It's just as big now as it was before they got before they got bought. I don't know, BCBS.
Bourbon County's still good.
Well, and that's the thing. Some of those people that talk shit about those, they'll still be waiting in line to get their Bourbon County on Black Friday.
The only Goose Island beer that I've had since they got bought out that I've been like, it's not really the same, is 312. And I think my taste, I think my tastes have just changed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think it is.
It's a gateway beer. Yeah, it really is.
So when I really enjoyed it, it was when I first started getting into craft beer.
Yeah.
Much like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to slap an orange on the end of my glasses much these days. But, you know, when I first started getting into it, moving beyond Bud Light and Miller Lite, That was something.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
If
totally
citrus
agree.
Is involved, it has to be classy, right? So
totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So what does everyone think? Again, critical feedback. It's cloudy. I'm like so angry. It's cloudy. It wasn't cloudy until I chilled it. It's hop haze.
Well, I mean, it's a wheat, so that's not my go-to style.
Yeah.
But no, I if you left this here, I would definitely drink it, you know.
So, hops in it, Amarillo. Obviously. Yep. Mm. Just Amarillo?
Amarillo.
Yeah,
Amarillo.
So you went straight Gumball Head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's... I enjoy it, for sure. It's so hard to, on the homebrew scale, to, like, hop it right. The dry hopping process is very difficult on a homebrew scale compared to, like, my 10-barrel fermenter. You just dump hops in the top, and they come out, and it goes all the way through, and it tastes great. You do that on a smaller scale, it's harder. It really is. So
actually, I didn't dry hop this at all.
You didn't?
No, I was going to. I was going to save like an ounce and a half of Amarillo for dry hopping, and I tasted it before I transferred to my secondary, and I was like, "Fuck, it tastes pretty good already." I don't want any vegetal flavors at all. Like I'm just not going to dry hop it. So
you don't want a carrot beer?
I don't want a
celery
carrot beer. No, no.
Gourd?
Maybe gourd.
Squash.
It's pumpkin.
That's a gourd.
It's the fall.
Oh no!
No!
We did pumpkin beers our first episode. I don't know if we will do an all pumpkin beer episode again.
I wouldn't recommend it.
You know, I actually I went back and re-listened to our first episode because Facebook reminded me this week that a year ago you guys recorded your first episode. I was like, I'm gonna go back and see what I think, and it was not nearly as cringe-inducing as I thought it was going to be.
That's good.
There were definitely, we've found our vibe a lot more. We were a lot more structured when we started out. I was a lot better about keeping things on track, and when you have Beermansky across from you, and
it's hard to keep things on
track. It is. It's very hard, and he wouldn't have let me say those words without a comment.
True.
It's the show is what it is now, and we've gotten used to how things are.
I can say I listened to your first episode while I was standing in line for a Bourbon County release last year.
Yeah. Nice. Good times.
Waited in line for 3.5 hours to buy a few bottles of Bourbon County.
All right. Well, while we finish up our drink well.
Drink well, sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
We are going to listen to...
God damn it.
We're going to listen to...
so sweet.
Sweet. Ski gasp.
God damn it.
Look at me gasp so buff. Can't even get through the door.
Can we just acknowledge how crazy it is that show's been on since I was like a junior in high school?
Dude, it's the 20th episode or 20th season this year.
Simpsons has been on since I was in third grade.
Simpsons did it!
Yes.
The fact that it's looked back on fondly now that Matt Stone and Trey Parker showed up to the MTV Video Music Awards high on acid wearing dresses.
Yeah.
That's looked back on fondly now.
And I'm
saying they have a Broadway play!
Yeah, dude, I went to see it.
I've seen it too. That was amazing.
Uh huh, it was good.
And
that climax was just out of this world.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Underappreciated movie.
Or gas.
You guys like Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
Do you like Depeche Mode?
I don't want to sound queer or nothing, but unicorns are kick-ass.
All right,
I love basketball.
So on that note, let's hear from another show on the FCF Network. Let's listen to an ad for our friends at Couch Pilots.
Ah, yes, it's Couch Pilots, the show that dares to fly into the unknown territory of awful television pilots of the past. Join Captain Blake Clayton and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, as we soar through the skies while discussing television shows that had one and only one episode. We'll dig into behind-the-scenes facts that may or may not be interesting, break down why it didn't work, unearth reviews from around the world, and provide our very own special brand of rating. So click a blue link, say hi to Tarmac John, and become one of our very own frequent flyers by subscribing in iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice, and earn points towards an array of surprise prizes. Check out new episodes every Monday, and don't forget to rate us, leave us a review, and tell a friend. And as always, we're proudly part of the FCF Network family of shows at FCFnetwork.com. Well, these pilots are usually rough, but it's always a smooth flight here on Couch Pilots. Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
All right, and we're back. And that was another show that's on the FCF Network. I believe I said Couch Pilots.
Wayne's World!
No.
Party time!
Okay,
excellent!
A little inside baseball here. When we are coming,
we're going
back,
inside baseball.
We're going to do go inside
Cubs?
Baseball.
Go Cubs! Can we get Dustin to say go Cubs?
No,
probably not.
No, probably not.
I will never say go Cardinals.
Yeah, it's okay. It's hockey season
whatever.
Now.
Yeah.
Go Red Wings.
Go Hawks.
So when we, I know I am Cardinals on baseball.
Too, it's fine.
Football. I'm a Bears and Colts fan.
Okay.
Colts don't because you don't Bears. Enjoy being a masochist.
No, AFC, NFC. Yeah. I got it.
I don't have
both.
An AFC team.
And they played each other a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey, one of them will be 2-3 at the end of this game. So that was the only consolation prize. But yeah, Red Wings are my hockey team. I met Gordie Howe as a youngster.
Cool.
And I think that and my love of Ferris Bueller's Day Off steered me towards being a Wings fan. And it's a very, very big minority in this area.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we're like, you know, Blues and Blackhawks, and since the Blackhawks got good in the past half decade.
And all the Fairweather fans showed up.
Yep. So I get a lot of hate wearing my Red Wings stuff, but I've been a fan since I was like in fourth grade. So
cheers to that. Yeah. Dedication,
all the
man.
Stanley Cup yeah, wins, means. I got to see it. You know, but hey, I will still have an autographed picture of Bobby Hull up there on the wall. So Chicago is represented.
Uh-huh.
So
absolutely.
All right. So I said inside baseball because you guys made a Wayne's World reference. So you listeners at home, you should be drinking. But when we come in from a break, I need a gap of silence before we make the edit. So I do the countdown and we do the in 5, 4, 3. And then we do the arm windmill point on the 2-1, and that's been going on for a year now. So
I have a really tough time not counting along.
I know. You do the head nod.
I do the head nod, yeah. The head nod. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to drink another beer, and Brewmaster Blake, would you like to introduce? She kind of just jumped in.
Sure.
We didn't really give her a proper introduction because she joined us in in the middle of an episode, but yeah.
So my wife Lindsay's here with us. Loves beer, Untappd. Loves checking in beers on Untappd, trying different beers.
Yes, so let's all go around and give our Untappd handles. We do that
no
occasionally.
Clue.
So you're like Beermansky then.
I have no clue.
Mine, as always, is D Wyckoff 11. That's WIKOFF. Double one.
Double.
It's all doubles.
It's impressive.
Brian?
The Eternal _ Nova. So that's my old gaming handle from back in college.
Okay.
Nice. You know what's fucked up while I look mine up? I'm not... You're my blood brother, and we're not friends enough.
That's harsh.
So it's because I don't want you to see the shitty ratings that I give your home.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm Dinkle 50, D-I-N-K-L-E-5-0.
That sounds right.
And I'm Lindsay 8, but L-Y-N-D-Z-Y 8, number 8. So.
Ocho. The Ocho.
The Ocho.
And you, you don't even know what you are.
ISBC 2013 is the Iron Spike one, so that's okay. The one I check most. I don't actually check in a lot of beers. I do, if you check an Iron Spike beer, I will be right on your tail. Toasting
all up
that.
On that ass.
Yep. Toasting that
As mentioned in our previous episode, I had no sooner drank and checked it in, and there was a like, just like that. Mm-hmm. Our next beer, this is one I picked up. Our good buddy Steve, the supplier from Poor Brothers, he likes going down to a little place called Scratch Brewing Company in Ava, Illinois. It's way, way, way down there. Down.
Go down.
Way down there.
Go downtown.
Downtown. And he likes he likes to bring up some bottles from there. And the last time he came up with three different ones. And I was like, I will take the two cheapest. Because the third was, I think, a 750 milliliter bottle. And it was a bit out of my price range for the show. But the Hickory... The Single Tree Hickory is what we're drinking right now. This is a sour ale, 6.6%. It says, light-colored sour ale brewed with all parts of the hickory tree. That means, like, leaves, bark, pulp. Roots. Of course the pulp. The roots. Love the roots. Questlove with the pick in his hair. Fantastic.
Do hickories have berries or seeds?
Both.
I would assume that's
all.
Good call, buddy.
But it's very tart with a smoky incense-like aroma.
It smells awesome.
And a hint of marshmallows. So it ties into our Dino S'mores from earlier.
Good pick.
Only 493 check-ins. So, and here's the thing. Scratch, they're kind of making a little... They're getting some attention. They're doing their own thing down there. Because in Ava, they give no fucks.
Their line at GABF was out of control.
Was it?
We never went because the line was so long. We were like...
That's our home state, and we can't even represent.
I've had Scratch in Chicago several times. There's a beer store, Craft Beer Temple.
Oh, yeah, Craft Beer Temple.
Absolute best store ever.
I have mail-ordered beer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
From them.
Chris Quinn runs that store. He's a cool dude. And Steven Freshnock, if you're listening.
They have their own... Podcast.
Yep.
Inside Beer Cellar.
Yeah, Insider's Roundtable.
That's it. I knew Inside was in the title.
But yeah, that's the only place I buy beer from because I really respect the people that run that store. So
yeah.
I refuse to go to Binny's anymore because
Beer
Temple's so great.
I needed Chicago beer.
Support
and
small business.
I mail ordered Revolution and Pipeworks from them.
Cheers to
because
that,
I knew I wasn't going to be going back to Chicago for a few months. I was like, I need some Ninja versus.
Well,
Unicorn.
Next time you're in Chicago, go to Beer Temple. I don't work there. I just really like the store.
Yeah.
Why don't you work there?
You definitely
really
get
should.
The hickory
you
on
should
the nose.
Probably your job like, and start working at Beer Temple.
It's
forget my job.
And I do want to mention.
This is great.
I bought these for the show. I bought this one and another one, which will be drank at a later date. Beermansky. Bought one of these and then drank it on his own.
That sounds like him. You know what? Fuck him.
I'm the one who's going out of pocket for this show, and he. So,
by the way, Blake, fuck you.
Not Blake the brewer. Thank you.
Yeah, Beermansky.
I'm gonna
raise a controversial topic here.
Okay.
So, the very first line of the bottle here says bottle conditioned sour ale brewed. Without hops. I thought the definition of beer was that there were hops added. At least even just...
And malt and barley?
One little nugget. Yeah, malt and barley. Like, all water, yeast. I'm going to raise an issue. Is it really a beer or not? I mean, it tastes
well,
like
what
a sour
would it
beer.
Be?
What would you call it, then? Like a hickory cider or something?
No, I wouldn't call it a cider.
No.
I'd call it, like, a hickory malt beverage, maybe. But it's very good, and it does have
then
sour
Then we get into King
Cobra
territory. If we're talking
King Cobra?
Malt beverages.
what does anybody remember Smirnoff Ice?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when that was the
Zima?
Cool thing to
There's
do?
There's a couple in the fridge.
You should go get some. To ice your
that's,
bros, and you, like, right. made them chug a Smirnoff Ice at a wedding reception.
That should be the chug of the week. You should have a Smirnoff Ice.
No,
it should
be.
I'm glad I had to chug one of those cream ales instead of
Thank God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, a lot of people would take offense to the without hops. I sure. honestly don't really give a shit. It tastes good.
Nor do I
drink
yeah.
it.
Yeah. yeah. But no, this is...
A lot of people would be like, what the fuck? It's not a beer. It doesn't
have any
hops.
If you give them honestly, this... that was, like...
Yeah, the Reinheitsgebot.
Reinheitsgebot, yeah. Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yep.
So it's a lot of...
15-16?
Yeah.
15-16?
Yeah. So it's tough. I mean... Do you stick to the same platform all the time, or do you want to be innovative? I mean, do you want the same beer, or do you want something creative, you know?
Something creative.
Exactly.
Extreme!
This is good. Yeah, so. It passes the taste test of if you handed this to someone, they would tell you it's a sour beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it's not overly sour.
No.
It's very drinkable.
I don't like sours, typically, and this is really good.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
It's making me want barbecue. Like hickory smoked meats.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't have any, so you're
Why
like
do you
shit
not
out
have
of luck.
Any?
I'm sorry.
You don't have meat smoking behind
No, I
if
don't.
Have, if you don't have meat smoking, we might have to smoke you instead.
Oh,
no.
Are you fucking Hannibal Lecter?
Jesus. Your brother.
Yeah. God, man. When we were younger, you were weird, but you got real weird.
Yeah. Once you go human, you never go back.
Whoa. That's odd.
Yeah.
This just took a turn from the worst.
It did. It took a decisive turn. I think now will be a good time to play some more music.
I would agree.
And we can reset. So we're gonna listen to our friends Vukovi from Scotland.
Do those boys in Scotland promote cannibalism?
I don't think so.
They might.
And they're not all boys. They have a female lead singer.
They only eat the English.
They eat haggis.
They eat the English.
That's both.
Move your freaking head! Both episodes you've been on, female fronted alternative rock bands.
My wife, Karen, would appreciate that. She loves female vocals.
I hope she digs them. I do as well, and Vukovi has a phenomenal vocalist. So, this is their newest single. This is called Animal. Here. On Drunken Lullabies.
I'm gonna break it.
And we're back. And that was Vukovi with Animal. We actually watched the video on YouTube during that break. So you should do the same thing. If you enjoyed that song, look it up on YouTube. Actually, check the Drunken Lullabies Facebook page. The link's probably up on there. I'm usually pretty good about that, posting music videos for any songs we feature on the show. And I'm about ready to pour another drink. We're going to pass it around, take a hit, pass it around. We're staying on the scratch
puff,
train.
Puff, give.
Yeah.
Puff, puff, give.
Snoop Dogg in the house.
Wow. I saw Snoop Dogg at Riot Fest a couple years ago.
Nice.
Last year, not a couple years ago.
I saw Snoop Dogg at Lollapalooza a couple years ago. Four years ago?
At yeah. Lollapalooza?
Was he late on that awesome. Show, too?
He was late. He was super late. I saw Gin and Juice, and then I went to go wait for some other band.
He was supposed to do the whole Doggy Style album, and he didn't show up on time. And then he took a smoke break after 20 minutes. Like, dude,
of course he did.
That's the whole reason you were a half hour late. You were taking a smoke break. So, yeah, whatever. Fuck Snoop Dogg.
Snoop-a-loop.
This is a spring tonic from Scratch. I've had this before. It is 4.4%. It's listed as a Gruit Ancient Herbed Ale. So we're staying back in Ava, Illinois. And what it says on the bottle, it's a bottle-conditioned sour ale brewed without hops. Bittered and flavored with Southern Illinois-grown dandelion, ginger, carrot tops, and clover, and fermented with our house-mixed culture. So I don't know what that means. If that means, like, all their employees just their germs...
Yes, yeah. It's their yeast, yeah.
Yeah.
You got yeasty employees, Scratch. But you know what? I like what you're doing.
Man, it's like a gin and tonic with ginger in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ginger is...
Ginger
it's almost
tonic,
like a
right?
mule... like a Moscow Mule with like
right.
a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
You know?
It is wild.
I mean, Moscow Mules are sometimes kind of sweet on the
yeah.
finish.
Yeah.
Like
but it has the same
dry.
Taste, but it, not so sweet.
Yeah.
This was the most reasonably priced bottle from the Scratch line.
It's like 2.5 ounces.
How many ounces? Yeah, I was going to say.
This is 11.16 fluid ounces.
And we're splitting it with 5
milliliters.
People.
So it's so. European-size bottle.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
I think it was about
ginger.
12 is what I paid for it, I think. That was with the gas fee.
Man, it's very good.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's...
Cheers to Scratch.
Scratch is
some wild stuff.
Doing some good work.
Yeah.
I'd love to do an episode with them. It may take a little bit of time to get down there to do one, but, I mean, they don't really have distro. Like, they're just doing it
Chicago.
There.
They're in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. You can get them.
Makes
at,
no sense why
you
can get
them at.
There's no barcodes on those
beer.
Are they going down and buying them themselves, much like
no,
Core Brothers
no.
is
he's
bringing it up?
He's got a relationship with them directly, I think, and that's how he's bringing them in. You can't get them at like Benny's or anything like that.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, same thing with Transient.
This is all DIY.
They're only doing beers at Beer Temple in Chicago.
Yeah, I do have to say I like the Hickory better.
I like the Hickory better.
This is my second time having the tonic, but yeah, this is... It's pretty smooth.
The ginger is very, very strong.
On the, yeah. I just reactivated everything swirling it around in my glass.
If you don't like ginger, you would hate this beer.
Well, Brianna and I, we just drank a good juju last night from Left Hand. And we poured it, and she's like, I forgot how strong the ginger is in this beer. I'm like, yeah.
You know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of, like, the pickled ginger that they give you with sushi. Like, this beer would go so well with some sushi.
I don't have any of that either. I don't have your barbecue. I don't have your sushi.
God damn.
I have barbecue chips over there. And
that's close enough.
I have some Chick-fil-A chicken strips in the fridge.
What kind of hotel is this?
Yeah. I just provide the beer. I don't provide the...
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
You want me to fluff your pillow? You want to wake you off?
We have some kitchen cooked pretzels, though. You know, if we're wanting to drink local...
Kitchen cooked makes
and...
pretzels now?
Oh, they make everything.
Wow.
Their pork rinds are fantastic. Chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
Did you take Spanish
in
high school, too?
Speaking of Spanish, she's a Spanish teacher.
What? That's what you're teaching?
Yes.
So how bad was
me gusta?
No, he did well.
Me gusta.
What was your Spanish name?
Luciano.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it was Luciano, and I was like, that's fucking Italian.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was Donato.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Donato.
Donut hole.
Did you have a Signora Schnarr?
I had Signora Schnarr.
And Paulson?
Signora Paulson as well. Yes. See. Underclassmen years, it was Paulson, and then Schnarr was my junior and senior year. I took 4 years of Spanish. I can listen to a movie, and if they're speaking Spanish, I can kind of understand what's going on, but I can't speak it for shit. So,
I got fucked.
That was half my life ago, so I don't feel bad about that.
I remember a high school counselor told me, she was like, oh, you're good if you only take 2 years. You won't have to take any in college. And I was like, sweet. So I stopped taking Spanish, and I went to, like, computer programming and whatever, study hall because I was lazy. And then I get to college, and Illinois was like, oh, you have to take Spanish. So I had to take 3 semesters of Spanish at Illinois.
U of I, yeah.
And, oh, man.
I and I. There you go.
The third semester, just I think I got a C-. I just barely passed.
Brian, what'd you take?
I took 4 years of Latin.
Oh, why? Oh, were you going to be a doctor?
Most of my friends took Latin, I enjoyed like the classical aspect of it, but literally the only thing I can retain from it is that if you want to tell somebody how to go to hell in Latin, it's Abi in Malum Crucem.
Okay, so you had Mrs. Farley.
I had Farley.
She was my homeroom teacher.
I think
she went to KISS. Like, she gained some respect for me when I was,
she's a huge Beatles fan.
Like, she showed up in a KISS tour t-shirt one day for school. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, you're just kind of giving the middle finger to the administration. Yeah. Like, I'm going to wear a concert t-shirt for school today because I went to KISS. And I'm like, all right, cool. You're all right with me, Mrs. Farley.
I did on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Are you?
Yes. Lucas's wife actually also took Latin for years.
She did, yeah. She did.
I didn't realize how insane Farley was until I became friends with her on Facebook. She probably should not be teaching Pekin High.
She's still there.
She's a wonderful human being, and she's a really good teacher, too, but I'm sure, like, if the establishment would not really enjoy her.
Well, what's funny, my global studies teacher, Mr. McCabe, is now the mayor. Mr. McCabe, what's up with that?
You know, I don't know that Mr. McCabe listens to the show.
Oh, I highly doubt he does.
Mr. McCabe, I got hit by a car freshman year of high school, and I broke my leg. And,
by Mr. McCabe?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was a hit and run. But he didn't double tap you to finish you off.
Yeah, I know. Asshole. So he actually, he gave me a grade of that my absences were affecting my grade mid-semester, and I was like, fuck that guy.
Well, I can send him mail telling him that he turned West Campus into a fucking Dollar General.
I know. So fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
How messed up is that?
It's shitty. You guys...
Well, yeah, you guys.
The campus was sweet. It's an old building.
My sister,
you're in an old firehouse. It's fucking cool.
My sister didn't even go to West. Yeah. Like, she was a freshman my senior year. That
you didn't go to West.
No, I was the first.
West was
the
best.
Last class that went 2 years at West.
Yeah, it was a cool campus.
Because I was a year behind you. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, my dad went there. It was so old that they had a female entrance and a male entrance.
They did.
And it said that in stone above doors.
Yeah.
When I went to Spanish class, I was going in the female entrance of the school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did it change you?
I had a mangina. Yeah.
Interesting.
For a couple years.
I mean, the best among us, too.
Fuck me.
No. They had the Star Wars tunnel. That's what I called it anyway when you went behind the gym.
References.
I got in trouble for playing football in a hallway. We got our IDs pulled like the first week of school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Hey, cheers to Pekin.
Rest in peace, West Campus.
West Campus.
You are now a Dollar General.
Yeah, let's get on record that the East
Leeway.
Campus looks like it should probably have a Nazi flag flown between the pillars out there.
Oh, the pillars?
A little prison-like.
There used to be swastikas in the gym.
There were.
In West Campus.
Yeah, there were swastikas.
But that's not because we were racist. It's because...
I mean, I've heard things,
It's because the swastika was originally a symbol for something else.
It's a symbol of power in Hinduism.
And then the Nazis co-opted it.
It's true. They
after West Campus was built, hopefully.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll give it to them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Pekin. It's embarrassing to tell people where I'm from. Like, they're always like, oh, I just met a guy in
I was in Tulsa yesterday for a work event, and I'm checking into the hotel, and this guy's standing next to me, and he's like, "Where are you from?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm from Chicago." He's like, "But where are you really from?" And I'm like, "I'm downstate Illinois." And he's like, "Oh, I went to Bradley." And I was like, "Oh, cool."
Shit.
I was like, "Cool, my wife went to Bradley." And he's like, "Well, where did you grow up?" And I'm like, "Beacon." It was kind
of
weird.
He's like, "Oh, you were on the David Letterman top 10 list of, like, most racist towns in America."
It's, always, it's an awkward exchange, no matter who you
You talk. Know what? Pekin.
But I swear I'm not a racist.
Pekin was on CNN this week.
Really?
Yes. There was an autistic kid that had a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this on Facebook.
And he invited a bunch of kids, and nobody was RSVPing. He only had, like, two kids show up, and the mom sent an email. The kid was wanting to have, like, a paintball birthday party. Yeah. Sent an email to the Pekin police. It got to this one sergeant deputy. I'm not sure what he was. And he, I believe, had an autistic son as well. So it struck a chord with him. And they got all these people from the Pekin police department. And they surprised the kid. Oh. At the paintball park.
Very cool.
And
very
he played paintball with a bunch of policemen.
That's awesome.
And
got annihilated. Had, like,
center of mass.
They gunned him down like a black man in Ferguson. And, we're topical. And no, like, they had a report on CNN. They interviewed some of the policemen and stuff. So Pekin, it's got some good things. They got a meth problem, but there's some other things going on.
Every small town,
they have billboards. They have billboards that say "lock your car."
Yeah.
Like, your shit's on your own. Like, good luck. Just lock your car. If he didn't lock it and it's stolen, that's not our fault.
Yeah, sorry.
So
hey, well, cheers to the Pekin police.
Cheers to the Pekin police.
I know a few police officers. One of them is a relative. Well.
Oh, okay.
Is he still?
Yeah, Dustin is still a police officer.
Oh, no? You thought there was a divorce?
No, I wasn't sure if he'd quit.
Oh, okay.
But Luke Vonderheide just quit.
I personally know a lot of Pekin police, actually, from Starbucks. There's a ton of cops that come in. So
you speed
Lieutenant
everywhere
Baxter,
you go.
If you're listening, shout out. I got your black tea waiting for you.
All right, well,
nice.
It's time for our sponsor spotlight. Sponsor spotlight. All right, so this is the Distill Wild Sour. Lucas mentioned to me a while back that he hadn't had this one yet.
It was about a week ago, I think.
Sure, yeah. It's been a while. This is the Syncopathic. This is their Wild Sour. It's a dry hopped sour. Get some of their we're spreading a couple cans around. We had this for the first time on our bonus episode, the Cheez-It Challenge. Where we hung out with the guys from Distill. And this was
Cheez-It Challenge.
Yes. And it was available on draft only. And I loved it. And the Here Goes a Nothing was my favorite until I had this. And I said, I need to get more of this. And they said, well, we may be releasing it in cans down the road. And I told everybody I knew about it and how good it was. And they finally released it in cans a couple months back. I keep a 4-pack of it in my fridge at all times. It's just I can't get enough of it. It is a cool harmonization of a refreshingly tart and acidic sour ale with citrusy, fruity, and floral dry hops, normally in concert with pale ales, with totally rad aromas and flavors reminiscent of grapefruit, orange, lemon, tangerine, pineapple, hints of pine, giving way to a biscuity, crackery, malt backbeat, low bitterness, and a dry finish to bring everyone in sync. It's 6% as well. The sour we drank the last time you guys were on was only like 3%. Bless you.
Thank you.
This has an IBU of 08, but it's 6%. So I'm curious to see what you guys think of it, because I have drank my fair share of these. So my opinion is well documented, but I would like to hear what you guys think.
I like it. It reminds me of a warhead.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Yeah. I'm tasting, and that's it.
I'm getting like candied grapefruit, like, but not in a bad way.
It says grapefruit on here, so
sweet. There we go. I think like
sometimes when I use the word candied, I'm like, oh, it's overly sweet. It's sour. It's not sweet at all. But it's that, like, if you cut open a grapefruit and you just tear in and it's a really, really sour, bitter grapefruit, like, that's what this is. The hops are actually shining through it, whereas sometimes sours, you don't get those hops. It's interesting.
That's true.
I like it. I like it.
It's giving me, it is Warhead.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, very Warhead. The way you say that, it gives you the same, like, cold sweats Warheads give you.
Yeah.
I was trying to put my finger on, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, Warheads. I remember I was on a school bus trip down to Springfield, and we did, like, a Warhead challenge with a few of us, and we bought, like, bags of Warheads, and it was, like, put as many Warheads as you can fit in your mouth, and who can, like, hang on the longest without spitting them out. It was disgusting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's one of those dumb things you do in high school.
It happens. There's a lot of dumb things you do in high school. I remember two kids in my freshman algebra class that went to Rankin. I went to South Pekin. Rankin was our rivals.
I remember Rankin.
Yeah. Well, these two morons decided to have a contest to see how many Skittles they could stuff up their nostrils.
Ooh.
That was a good idea.
And
did they, cut them up first?
Well, no. Full, like, nostril, full God. Skittles. And one guy's like, he got 8 up there, Jesus. And then he blew them out, and he only got 7 out.
Oh. Oh.
So he's tasting the rainbow for a while, I think, in his sinus cavity. He didn't graduate with me.
Clearly.
You know.
He might be on the county lockup right
now.
Or he has a Skittle hemorrhage in his brain.
Darwinism at its finest right there.
Contact Darwin.
But who here, show of hands? Hey, viewers, you're not going to be able to see the hands.
They're called listeners.
Listeners, my bad. Who has snorted a pixie stick?
No.
Snorted a pixie stick.
I heard about it.
Makes you special.
I know. Yeah. I heard about it. I was probably this close to putting Skittles in my nose.
All right.
See, and I watched you do all this stupid shit and just never did.
There you go. Yeah. You're the smart one,
bro. You're
smart.
Yeah. That's why you like Donatello. And I like Rocky.
Clearly the best Ninja Turtle. Yeah. Leonardo would be the best if he actually used his swords. Instead, he just kind of, like, for censorship reasons, he just kind of swipes and never actually hits anybody with them, which makes him look really, really lame.
Eh. In the Michael Bay movie, they all kind of look lame.
That's
right.
Again, fuck Michael Bay.
So, yes. Brian, did you get into craft beer because of Lucas?
Yeah, kind of.
He was your gateway drug?
It was before he started homebrewing. He had given me for Christmas one year, he'd given me a few bottles of Dragon's Milk.
Oh,
which
okay.
blew my freaking mind.
As it should.
Up until
if you
then,
hadn't drank anything like that before.
I had drank it at individual breweries. I had gone on a vacation out west with my parents, and we had stopped at a brewery in Cortez, Colorado, that had a barrel-aged stout that got me drunk, more drunk than I'd ever been in my life. And I probably pounded like 5 of them at dinner. But I could never replicate, like I never could never figure out what it was that I was drinking until he gave me this Dragon's Milk for Christmas. I'm like, oh, that's what it is. It was barrel-aged stout.
Nice.
And just kind of from there, it snowballed. I think our tastes are fairly different, though. Like, he's a very hophead. I'm more like Bernanski. Like, I absolutely love barrel-aged, like, super high gravity. Like, at any given point, my fridge basically is like, there's nothing below 10% in my fridge.
Okay. Well. All right.
Jesus.
Now, Brewmaster Blake here was telling me you guys like taking beer road trips and stuff. So, what are some of your favorite ones, or do you have any memories?
Have we done?
Yeah.
Toppling Goliath is always fun. We love the Cora. And that was a place that I liked beer. I did not drink a beer until I went
Until you got to DG? Okay.
And then jumped right into Pseudo Sue. I didn't do the Bud Light.
Beer Mansky walked out with a bottle of Pseudo Sue.
I know. What was that?
You should have fucking elbow dropped.
Yeah. So that was my first beer. I'm like, okay, this is what I do. And
I drink beer and I know things.
Yeah. And I was in my other favorite place we just went was Surly. That place was amazing.
We talked a lot about Surly the last episode we were on.
About a week ago.
A couple weeks ago. I don't know.
Like
it's been a while.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, Minneapolis is awesome anyway. But that that was the most beautiful place I've ever been. The atmosphere was awesome. It was amazing. Really good beer. I wish we could have had a little more time there.
How long were you guys up there?
We were up there for a weekend, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty quick, down and back. But.
Yeah.
Now, are there any breweries on your, like, list that you haven't hit yet, that you gotta cross off, like a bucket brewery list?
I think I need to make my way up to Half Acre.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet, so.
You're not that far from
No,
there.
We're not. We just, with my schedule, it's hard to get to Chicago on a weekend. But, we do go every once in a while, but,
Into their Vallejo.
I like that beer.
That beer's awesome.
I like that beer a lot.
Valley Ho.
Valley Ho. Yeah, Valley Ho.
I've got a theory on the name of that beer. I think it's actually supposed to be pronounced Fallatio.
Fallatio?
Yeah, Fallatio.
I actually told that to one of the people serving it at like a Half Acre anniversary party we went to over the summer. And they just laughed, and they're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be pronounced. And I was like,
nothing of
come
that.
On, man. I really hope you phrased it as you just walked up to him and said, hey, you're supposed fellatio. To be serving fellatio.
Yeah.
And then dropped trow and saw what happened.
Yeah.
And Karen walked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen was like, what the fuck?
Michigan, too.
Yeah, we need to get up to Michigan, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that in March. I really am.
Go to Pyramid Scheme. It's a good spot in Grand Rapids. Pyramid Scheme is a...
I don't want to get involved in any pyramid schemes while I'm on
vacation. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's Shorts Brewing. Basically, like, kind of runs the bar. So it's like 14 or 15 taps of Shorts, and they have pinball. It's
awesome. Oh.
It's a good spot. Oh, and nice. A concert venue in the back.
Really?
Yeah, like indie bands play there and stuff.
Nice.
Pyramid Scheme, best place in Grand Rapids.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind then. Well, I guess it's that time where we have to pick our pick of the week. I know, right?
Man.
Lucas is going to get really upset if we don't pick the...
No, you don't have to pick the homebrew.
Okay.
I'll go first. I'm going to go with the Scratch Hickory.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very creative, very different. Big fan. It's either that or the Pentagram.
Yeah. Brian?
Definitely the Scratch Hickory.
Okay. Yeah, I was torn between the Hickory and the Pentagram, but I'll go with the Hickory because I paid for it.
That Dino S'mores was
good too.
Really the
good.
BA
that started earlier.
The BA
so,
Dino S'mores. He can remember the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Impressive. Is that a failure or a success?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to measure. But yeah, that I like that a lot. But as far as the sour beers go, I think this
Distill Syncopathic.
Yeah.
It's good
like
shit.
It
I can't pick it because sure. I say I don't pick that's the really sponsor good. Beer. Also, I've drank this more times than I can count, so I usually try to pick new things to me. So yeah, I'm disqualified, but it's always nice to hear, you know, other opinions. And I knew you hadn't had it yet, so I was like, yeah, that's what we're gonna have.
Oh, I like it. It's really good. It's really good. Yeah.
That and the Hickory.
Yeah.
How about you?
The Hickory, by far,
okay.
And like I said, I don't drink a lot of sour beers, but these three...
Yeah,
I didn't
expect this episode to be as sour heavy as it was, but, you know, shit happens.
I could honestly drink these. I can get into it.
We have Tums on hand, if anybody needs them. yeah. All right. Well, I would like to thank everybody for joining us this week. We already went through our Untappd handles, so send us all requests. Everybody expect your friend requests to maybe get a little pickup in a couple weeks. And I would say this was another successful episode of Drunken Lullabies.
Cheers to that.
So cheers. Everybody, thanks for joining us. Alright, that was very loud. Alright. Alright, all you drunken maniacs, until next week, may your music be loud. And may your beers be cold. We will see you fuckers in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.